You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It is Tuesday night, December 29th. It's 7 o'clock in Los Angeles, and I'm Nick Newmont.
And I'm Audrey Newmont. So nice to have you all with us tonight.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics. It's our last show of the year. And it seems like, you know, it's funny. It seems like it was just not that long ago that we did the last show of the year. And we did that in the studio. Remember the studio?
Our Christmas. Oh, wait, no, going to the studio.
Going to the studio.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. And in fact, last year when we did the shows, because of where the holidays fell, we actually pre-taped the Christmas show and the New Year's show. Because we didn't go in the studio that night, but we are here live. See, this is not pre-taped. This is happening now. In fact, we're kind of excited that tonight at 7:28 p.m. here on the West Coast, the moon goes full, and we're going to do a little bit of a release ritual, you know, exercise with you on one of the things that's good to do on the full moon, and.
So, well, what, when from here to there, get a piece of paper, a notebook or something, and start writing down what you would like to let go of, because what is this full moon good for?
Well, it's letting go of, because it's a Cancer full moon, it's good for letting go of deep emotional things and the push-pull that we feel because the sun is in Capricorn with the deep inner self and the outer self. And achieving the balance between the inner and the outer, you know, with the Cancer Capricorn axis. And for those of you that follow us on Facebook, you know, I post a lot of astrological things, you know, so there is something on the full moon that I put up yesterday. In fact, given the astrology, and we're going to talk a lot about astrology tonight, this past year, I posted more astrological influences than any year of putting things up, you know, on Facebook. And that's the kind of year it has been, was intended to be. But a lot of the things I had to put up on Facebook were how to navigate the challenges. And you'll see, as I talk about 2021 and we talk about 2021, we have a different perspective for you that we want you to see and know about. And one thing that's going to be fun is we talk about things in general. I'm going to go do a brief thing on little blurb on each of the 12 signs.
Yep.
So you get an idea of what, no matter what sign you are, pay attention. And also, for those of you that are very astute about your own astrological charts, pay attention to not just your sun sign, but your rising sign too. So let's say you're a Leo with a Cancer rising. Pay attention to both, because mm-hmm. they both have an impact. And also remember that as we age, we evolve into more of our rising sign and we're less of our sun sign.
So I'm more of a Leo now?
Yeah.
I used to be a sweet Libra.
Now you just dominate. And I'm an Aquarius rising, the opposition of Leo, so I just become more aloof. One of these days in front of the camera, I'm just going to turn to steam and just go, and I'm gone.
So getting back to that piece of paper that you're writing on, write down these things that we want to release and let go of, especially in this last full moon of the year, and we're going to do a process with you at that time. So keep writing down those things, want to let go of, .. Go for it.
You know, when we named this show going back into like 15, 16 months ago, Mainstream Metaphysics, our intention has always been to maintain a metaphysical and a spiritual perspective mm-hmm. on real life, but also because we call it mainstream, how do we take advanced topics and apply them into our everyday life?
Yep.
Because otherwise, then, and I'm making fun of myself as my rising sign, we become too Aquarian and we're too out there and we have to be grounded. And, you know, as we go into the new year with planets moving and changing signs, there is a stronger Aquarian influence that is taking place. Before we jump into that, let's talk a little bit about one thing that you and I are excited about, and that's the Healthy Mind, Healthy Body course, that series. You know, we haven't taught that since 2017.
Really?
Yes, because we were in the upstairs offices the last time we talked.
Wow.
So we're going into, and that was the late summer, fall of 2021. So it's like 3.5 years since we've offered that course.
So we've really improved it a lot.
Yeah. You've put a lot into it.
Yeah. And you know what? We've studied a lot of new information since then. So you want to give them a brief description of what it's about?
The Healthy Mind, Healthy Body series is an 8-week course beginning January 11th, running through March 1st. And it interweaves, you know, our physicality with the auric body and the chakras and how our mind and emotions have an effect on our spiritual body and especially our physical body. Mm-hmm. So these, what we call body syndromes, show up. That we have a pain here, an affliction here, a recurring or chronic illness with something. We show where the body is attacked emotionally, but more important, and Audrey is really good about this, the processes to reverse that and the affirmations to use to help heal. And of course, Audrey has, you know, several things that have happened in her life in her modern times that she went in mentally and emotionally and reversed things that were issues and painful, and really used, you know, what we talk about.
The biggest one that I used that with was that kidney stone.
Right.
It was a mess. Yeah. And I literally just got rid of it. It didn't pass. It wasn't painful.
Right.
And I mean, I had gone to the hospital for it, which is very much unlike me. So I share with you how that process looks. And, you know, we've got a whole bunch of different scientists, doctors that we bring in.
Yes, we have specialists who are experts in their field. Mm-hmm. So each of the 8 weeks, we will have someone different, except there is 1 week that Audrey will be the main presenter, and there's 1 week that I will be the main presenter. So we actually have 6 special guests that would do the main presentation. So if you'd like more information on that, it starts Monday, January the 11th, runs through Monday, March the 1st, 7:00 Monday nights. Get in touch with us here at the Newmont Center. You can email either one of us, or you can call the center at 818-865-8770 or Audrey. I know I had to think about it. I don't call myself. Or Audrey at 818-665-6165. And the website is newmontcenter.net.
And we'll be having that via Zoom or limited seating.
Yes, yes. It is limited seating here at the center because of social distancing. Mm-hmm. But it translates very well on Zoom.
Yeah, that's a good one on Zoom.
And then in February, which is not even January yet, we have Gary Stewart and Constellation Healing coming back February the 7th, and other events coming up too. So we are intending a full 2021 of classes, and the Sentient Healing students go into their this group goes into, I guess we call it their sophomore year. And look forward to joining. Most of them will be back for Healthy Mind, Healthy Body. And some of them are actually watching. So hello students and friends and everybody. Anyway, all right. So I think we're done talking about 2020. Last year we did a review of, last week we did a review of 2020. We did a little tongue-in-cheek on that. And I think that, you know, as we look at the year ahead, we still need to have a lot of tongue-in-cheek about things. And, you know, for those of you that understand astrology on any level, you know that it is a science, and it does play out in our reality. And you've heard me say, and many astrologers say, we knew that 2020 was going to be difficult from so many different angles. But I can tell you that 2021 will have a great improvement because we don't have these challenges showing up. You know, is there residue?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, there's residue. But the thing that, you know, I want to, where I want to bring reality and astrology together is that we now, as of last week, have Jupiter and Saturn permanently moved from Capricorn into Aquarius. Even with retrograde, they won't go back into Capricorn. And, you know, Capricorn is the system, it's government, it's big business. And the thing that we saw, you know, the bulk of this year, that people being reactive as to being at the effect of what the authorities were telling us. And that is Capricorn. And now with both planets in Aquarius, what we'll see is people taking more of an approach of, you know, where they're more freedom seeking, feeling more in control, setting intentions as to what they want their life to look at. And you can see, because Aquarian energy just, it doesn't sit still. There's a gross impatience to Aquarian energy. And Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is a planet of sudden change. And so when we move two major planets from Capricorn, which is very traditional and very status quo, and go to Aquarius, we get this quantum shift, because Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus, rules the weather, which is very changeable. It rules earthquakes, acts of God, okay? And something you said in the car on the way over about hope, restoring hope. And Aquarius rules the 11th house in astrology, which is community, social structure, groups, clubs, organizations. Also, though, and most people don't say this, the 11th house through the centuries has been called the house of hopes, dreams, and wishes.
See?
That's Aquarian energy. So, yeah. So we want to go into hope, or just like the first Star Wars movie that was a theatrical release, episode 4, you know, A New Hope.
Right.
And so that's what where we're going is into a new hope. And, you know, I'd like to see people, you know, as we go into the new year, is set your intentions, not resolutions. I call resolutions mental treadmills. It doesn't really go anywhere. Okay, that's
intentions are better.
Yes. Why are intentions better?
Intentions are things that you're setting. It's like you're making a roadmap. This is my intention. A resolution is more like I resolve to do this. An intention, it's set. This is my path. This is the road that I'm taking. It's much more tangible. And also with intentions, you add to it, what are the actions that you do with it? You know, I've got the intention set. What are those actions that I'm going to take? So after we do that full moon exercise with you, we'll look a little bit more at intentions.
Good. Okay. And this is the time to apply the Aquarian energy of independence and freedom, mm-hmm. you know, and feeling that you're going to use your elbow room and say, you know, I'm going to break free.
Get the hell out of my way.
Exactly. Exactly. But in a kind way. Not in an unkind way that we've seen for some time.
Tell out of my way.
Okay. It's your show. anyway, so look, having Saturn go into Aquarius is really huge, and it'll be there for the next 2.5 years. And that means that, you know, government authority will have more of a softer touch and a more humanitarian approach to things. So here's what I want to point out in reality, and this has got to put a smile on people's faces. So last spring, when Saturn moved into Aquarius, and that was, I believe, in April, and then Saturn retrograded around May the 11th, there was a softer approach, and there was the PPP money and SBA and all that. And then when Saturn retrograded enough, at the end of June, basically by July the 2nd, Saturn went back into Capricorn. And all of a sudden, we saw this hardline approach again. Mm-hmm. And you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. Now, when last week, since Saturn went back into Aquarius, again, where it'll be for the next couple of years, all of a sudden, stimulus package is being approved. Money is coming out again. See, and it's really important to pay attention to these things, because when a major planet, and I refer to the major planets from Jupiter out through Pluto, changing signs, those are thematic changes in the global theater. And that's why I put so much emphasis on it, because this is important. And we also have Jupiter now, going into Aquarius, is an Aquarius. And this means that we're into mind expansion. We're thinking outside the box. We're thinking bigger, broader, because Jupiter is Sagittarian energy. And when you put Jupiter in Aquarius, there is an expansion concept to Jupiter where it's about freedom also. So we have a planet with big elbows, you know, looking for more freedom. And what this will mean to us as a society, people will be proclaiming more about what their rights are. And, you know, as Merlin likes to say, the villagers storming the castle, you know, and people will be more about, these are my rights. That's now.
By the way, speaking of Merlin, we decided on our way over here that he's going to be on next week's show. Just FYI.
Yes. Without asking Merlin, Audrey said Merlin's going to be on next week. So I didn't know Audrey was Merlin's agent, but evidently she is.
Merlin and I have a connection.
Yes, you do. So as we move in, and I even ran the chart for, you know, what January 1st looks like, you know, we sort of, you know, get out of the box with a little bit of a bang, all right? And what I mean is, you know, putting all this emphasis on Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius, but as we get deeper into January and early February, Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius are squaring Uranus in Taurus. So there seems to be some vying for power that's going on here as we get a little deeper into January.
That will be interesting.
Very interesting. So we're looking at, you know, two major planets in Aquarius squaring the planet that rules Aquarius. Okay.
Interesting to look at two people who would be vying and look at their charts for that time and see what that looks like.
So, and I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that. So anyway, look, you know, things are going to shift and change in the year ahead. And also numerologically, and this is the simplistic part of it, is that we're going into a 5-year, and a 5-year is about change. We're coming out of a 4-year, a heavy 4, which is, you know, being boxed in. But a 5-year is pentagonal energy, like this. So it's moving all over the place, and 5 is magic. So look for change to come in the year ahead. It's a year of change.
Just quick question.
Yes.
And I think you might know the answer to it. Last year was the year of the rat, or this year has been the year of the rat. What is next year?
I don't know. I'm sorry to say that.
Where's Anita when we need her?
I don't follow Chinese astrology because I didn't study it. I mean, once it's put up there, whatever it is, then it's like, oh, okay. But look, I'm a Western astrologer, and which means I don't do Vedic astrology and I don't do Chinese astrology because it's just too much and it's very confusing.
So I think there might be somebody on our live stream. If anybody knows what this year is coming up, shout it out down there.
In Chinese astrology. Yep.
I see Miss Jillian Kane has joined us. I'm thinking you might know what it is.
Hey, Jillian. all right. So now with where the planets are going, and we're talking still Saturn, you know, in Aquarius, the other thing that I want to encourage everybody to do is to clear out the dead wood. You know, as you go into the new year, which is just a few days away, look at what has been bogging you down. Choose quality over quantity. Look at simplification. So in other words, with Saturn in Aquarius, it's not as if you have a big plethora of friends just social acquaintances. Your friendships will become more meaningful with Saturn in Aquarius into 2023. So this means that people with the people that they're close to, they'll value people more. And with Jupiter in Aquarius, we'll be more inclusive, we'll be more fair-minded, we're more open-minded, and the things about, you know, belief systems, religion, morals, ethics become important again. And politics will become more progressive, more visionary, more original, more compassionate. Now,
that all sounds great.
So, and with Saturn in Aquarius, we're also going to get a certain amount of squaring Uranus and Taurus. We are going to get a certain amount of inflexibility with this. You know, Taurus, you get to know Taurian people very well. They don't like change. You know, you say the word change to a Taurian, and you may have well said that the boogeyman is here. And so we have the most changeable planet, Uranus, sitting in the sign of Taurus. Okay. So that creates the Taurian energy digging their heels in and just being dragged along, because you're not going to stop Uranian energy from moving or changing anything at all. But what started briefly in 2019 is when Uranus initially for a couple of months went into Taurus, that was the beginning of the true humanitarian feminist movement. And, you know, Uranus is just around 7 degrees of Taurus now, which means we have another five and a half years of Uranus in Taurus. So to, you know, women out there, no matter what age, you know, this is a time for you to excel and move forward. And by the way, Ronan typed up, it's the year of the ox.
Thank you, Ronan.
Thanks, Ronan, our producer.
How funny. Is an ox along the lines of the Taurian sort of energy?
Yes. Yes, definitely. All right. So let's talk a little bit. Oh, one other thing about Jupiter. Once we get into May, Jupiter is going to move into Pisces. And Jupiter in Pisces is extremely sensitive and extremely compassionate and extremely imaginative. And Jupiter in Pisces means that it's a beautiful change of luck. Life is more enriched, and, you know, this will bring out a new level of creativity. So in other words, if you've been watching what Hollywood has been putting out, and if you don't like some of the edgier stuff that's been coming out, and there has been a lot of that, with Jupiter into Pisces, this becomes much more, it's more sensitive, because Pisces is ruled by Neptune, and Neptune is our creative abilities. So look for new things to come out that sort of satisfy the soul a lot more. They're more compassionate, more humanitarian.
And that's in the spring.
Yes, that's in May.
Yeah, that'll be a nice new beginning.
Right. And it's fascinating that, you know, we just watched that the Pixar movie Soul, which was, you know, for a cartoon, it was pretty deep, you know. I mean, it's not as deep as somebody creating a documentary that would be like that, but it was like some interesting topics covered in that, in life and afterlife and appreciating what you have and getting back. I don't want to spoil the plot if you watch it, but I encourage watch it.
I had a few people tell me at one time that they watched it, actually one of my groups, and it was they were highly it was very positive. So with that being said, Nick, it's getting to be 7:26.
So we're going to take a break from after we do this exercise. We'll go back to the 12 signs and what I see for them. And we're less than two minutes away from the full moon. And it is, and by the way, this is a wolf moon. I put that up on Facebook.
You can have a telling online here.
Yeah, we're going to howl. Well, look, different groups of people, especially Native Americans, name the different moons. And the full moon, otherwise known as a cold moon, happens this time of year, whether late December or early January. And it's when the wolves would come out and howl because they were looking for food. They were, and so that's where the wolf, that's where the wolf moon comes from. It has to do with the hunt.
Okay.
Okay.
So right. With 1 minute to go, for those of you that just came on, and even if you're watching this well past the full moon, you can still do this. So you take and you make a list of, these are the things that no longer serve me. So anything to do with your love life, with your love of self and relationships, anything to do with your health. If there's things that you've been doing, like maybe overindulging for the holidays in some way, shape, or form, you say, all right, now starting now, I'm making healthy choices, picking food firsthand touched by the sun, secondhand touched by the sun. Whatever it is that you're doing with that, you're creating these new intentions. So you're saying, these are the things I'm going to let go of. Those go on one piece of paper. And then on another piece of paper, you're creating your list of, this is the intention. So then you can also look at what you've been doing with regard to success or abundance. What's not working for you anymore? What do you want to let go of? Make that part of it. And then simply in just being happy. What's making you unhappy? What you need to let go of. So with that being said, it is 7:28. You can take it from here.
And?
It's a simple moon exercise.
No. Oh, well, you've said, you know, what to do, what to write on the paper. And what we do encourage, because we've done these here when we've had the Merlin full moon events, is take that piece of paper, if you wish, at some point, and you would say, I release whatever's on that piece of paper and throw it into a fire and say, whatever that is, be gone. And that's where the release comes from. And you can do as many things as you want.
So if you want, get a big pot and take it outside. That's what we usually do if we have things that we're getting rid of. Or if you have, you know, any kind of thing that you can contain, some paper that's on fire, be very safe about it, especially. Well, we don't have to worry so much right here because we had a big rain yesterday. So take it outside and look at the moon. And as you're burning it, literally imagine those ashes. It's done. You know, you are setting a new intention. You're going to keep your attention on that intention, and that's where you're going. So when you're burning it, you're saying, that no longer serves me. I am consciously moving forward. Here I go. And then howl a little bit and take a video and send it to us.
And they will.
Yeah, so we hold you all in the highest with that. And we'll be doing it ourselves, I'm sure, later, right?
Yes. Yes, and everybody has different kinds of full moon rituals that they do. I have a, as you know, a money box ritual that I do. And given the, you know, the house blessings that I do, I always make a new batch of holy water on the full moon and bless it. And well, now I said that, like, making holy water is very simple. It's distilled water and blessed salt that you get from your local, most of the time, metaphysical or Wiccan friend, and then rose oil and rosemary oil. And that is how to make very strong holy water. So if you wish, make holy water tonight, or make something that you feel is helping to bless. And if you wish, you know, like, for instance, tomorrow I'm doing a house blessing, and Cancer, it's a Cancer full moon. What a perfect time to bless a house, because Cancer rules the fourth house, which is home life. And so I'm going to cleanse and bless this new home that they're buying. And, you know, and tomorrow is still part of the full moon. And the other thing that you can do is take your crystals, run them under cold water, not salt. Don't want to deprogram your crystals, dry them off, and put them out under the full moon, you know, overnight. Mm-hmm. And I recommend a 24-hour cycle so that, you know, they catch the full moon tonight and then tomorrow, you know, the sun opposing the moon. So there's a lot of things that you can do. But the most important thing with the full moon, which is the culmination of the moon cycle, is to, you know, let go and release. Anything else on that?
Nope.
Okay.
Let's get to the sun signs.
All right. So the first sign of the zodiac is Aries. And, you know, most of this past year, Mars, your Aries ruling planet, had spent a chunk of time in retrograde in the sign of Aries. And that brought up a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of passive aggressive behavior with Mars and Aries. And as we get into January this month, Mars will move into Taurus. And so for Aries, you know, you folks, in fact, I have to throw three different signs, you know, in the pot here. You know, Aries is squared by Capricorn. So over the last couple of years, as Saturn has been in Capricorn, Aries, Mars ruled, has been squared. And so Aries has been feeling challenges coming, especially those people that are born as later Aries over the last year, you know, and because this past year, Pluto has been hovering around low to mid 20 some degrees of Capricorn.
And sorry, you just sounded like a weather reporter.
I know. And we have a high coming in. And
I have fireworks coming. Yes. Pluto has been hovering. Sorry, that's just funny.
Pluto and Goofy. and of course, Saturn and Jupiter have been in Capricorn, squaring Aries. So Aries has definitely been feeling the blockage, because squares, 90 degree angles, you know, are like a crossroads where the planets meet. So it creates a conflict. So for Aries in the coming year, you know, what I recommend, put a lot more focus on your social life, networking with people. And this is a little bit of a challenge for Aries, but become more of a team player. And for Aries, this is a time for you to start from now doing your spring cleaning. You know, Aries, you know, it starts on the first day of spring around March 21st. But I encourage Aries, of one of the 12 signs that really needs a clean house this coming year. And also fine tune your social life and set goals in terms of what I want Aries to do this year is set long-term goals, what they want the year to look like, not so much month to month, but because Mars is very spontaneous and very combustible. So
for you Aries people, when you're writing your intentions down, you write intentions throughout the whole year.
Right.
I want by the end of 21 X, Y, or Z to have taken place, or whatever the thing is for your intention. And then also, in order to get to that intention by the end of the year, you know, for a lot of my clients and my kids in particular, I have given them calendars and specifically said at the beginning of each week, what's your action for the week? You only need one. So for you Aries, you have that thing at the end of the year, go through the calendar and once a month or once a week, what are those actions that you take to make the thing happen?
Right. Good. Now for Taurus, we have Uranus in Taurus. You know, Taurus is very staid and very fixed and slow but sure about doing things. But with Uranus, which is really the rule breaker and the rule maker, you know, dominating Taurus over the next year, what I encourage Taurians to do is break from the status quo, break the pattern, break the traditional, and especially in work or, you know, and in your personal lives too. Take a new direction. You'll be glad you did. It will feel kind of strange and kind of different. But I think what you're going to do in reinventing yourself, you're going to surprise people. And also make sure that as you make changes, that these changes are for yourself, not for other people. Taurians are hard workers and they do a lot for other people. But what I want Taurus to do, and remember this, Taurus, Do it for yourself this year, but focus on unique and different, not the status quo. Now, Gemini, your year ahead. The energies and a lot of the patterns set in motion with Jupiter and Saturn going into Aquarius, which is a fellow air sign, things are going to go a lot smoother for Gemini in 2021.
Yay!
And this is a time to look at what you have to say. Look at if there's something that you want to do and you feel that you're not quite there, you know, go into some kind of training, all right? But Gemini, use your voice, speak up in 2021. And you're evolving. Where you feel you may have been held back in 2020, you're going to move forward. And something about Gemini in 2021 is a lot of self-discovery. Geminis are going to find out things about themselves in 2021. I don't think that they knew was there. Okay.
That's a good thing.
And Gemini, here's the tricky thing about Gemini. Like if you're in a long-term relationship and it's good, then it's fine. Okay. But if you're not in a relationship and you're looking to get into one, you single Geminis are going to find that your independence is really dominating you, and that anyone who comes into your life that's needy, that you're not going to want to be in that kind of relationship, because Geminis are going to be into a lot of self-expression. All right, Cancer. Now, we know Cancer is ruled by the moon. Cancer rules home life. It's the Cancer is the worrying mother, the caretaker. And in 2021, Cancers will be able to focus on their home life, their intimate life. And the theme for Cancer in 2021 is charity begins at home. And I want Cancers to focus a lot on their well-being. Cancers will be more comfortable in 2021. And keep in mind, not 2020, but 2021, in working at home, developing, being more entrenched in their home life, and where they can, bringing people into their home so they can entertain. And I think that Cancerians are going to find that they're more in touch with their feelings in 2021.
Nice.
And also looking at Cancer, what I want you to do is look deeper into your latent desires, not what you want on the surface, but what do you really want? What's brewing down in there? What's bubbling, you know, in that cauldron? Mm-hmm. And get in touch with that. Look at your inner needs more. I also want Cancers to pay attention to accumulated debt and don't pile up any more debt than what you have. You know, if you have to downsize a little bit, then do that in the year ahead. Okay. Now, Leo the lion.
Rawr.
Exactly. Leo rising. So yes, you have to pay attention to this. All right.
All right.
Because you're a Leo rising. So this is for Leo. Leos will be sorting out their one-on-one relationships and discovering their passions. Leos will be looking to partner up and looking to see how they can negotiate things. Well, we have a daughter that's a Leo. Okay.
I've been partnering up. One of my partners is right on here on our watch party, Miss Becca.
There we go. Hi,
buddy.
When Leo is going to be
I'm a Leo rising.
Leo is going to be very successful in one-on-one relationships in 2021. And if you are a Leo and your career has you out in front of the public, you're going to be even more in the spotlight in 2021. I think that Leos are going to find that long-term relationships pointing toward marriage will be a big highlight of their lives. And also, Leos probably will look at, especially in work, if whatever it is not working, you're going to take a curve at like 100 miles an hour and go, nope, I'm going on to something else.
I can do that.
But it's going to be a very strong, innovative year for Leos in the year ahead. Now, Virgo, Virgo's focus in 2021 will be on work and the day-to-day of things and bringing fresh energy into routines, health habit. I know that Virgo naturally rules the sixth house, which is the house of health, but I want Virgos to pay attention to their health in the year ahead. And do not, Virgo, bite off more than you can chew, whether it's job, relationship, whatever it is. This is a year for you where you have to take things one step at a time.
And for them, maybe using that magical word, no.
What for?
So they don't bite off more than they can chew?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all right to say no.
It is all right to say no.
Most of the time when I have people that bite off more than they can chew, it's just simply a matter of they just don't know how to say no, and they keep saying yes, and they keep getting overloaded with things, and it's just too much.
Right, exactly. Now, with we move into Libra. Now, Libra, which is the opposite of Aries, was also squared by the Capricorn planets over the past year.
Wait, which chart? I was looking at something.
We're talking about Libra.
That's the other me. That's the real me.
So what will happen is that as Saturn and Jupiter move into deeper into Aquarius, Librans are going to feel in 2021 a load lifted from them.
Thank God.
And where Libran felt that a certain amount of, let's say, authority was unfair or holding them down, Libras are going to feel a weight lifted in the year ahead. And this will be a year where Libra will shine a lot more because the Capricorn energy is not blocking them, and we have, you know, planets moving into Aquarius, which is a, you know, a fellow air sign. So Libra and Aries both felt, you know, the wrath of Capricorn.
And I'm an Aries moon.
And you're an Aries moon. That's right.
Those years.
So it's it hit pretty hard. Now with Scorpio,
Becca feels lighter already too.
It feels lighter already. With Scorpio in 2021, I want Scorpio to pay attention to piling up money and their holdings and their investments. And Scorpio does rule the eighth house anyway, but there's a lot of emphasis on how Scorpio manages things. And sort of for Scorpio is to come up out of the ground a bit more and for Scorpio to be more visible, which can be a challenge for some Scorpios in the year ahead. Hmm. Now, with Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter, this is a growth year for Sagittarians. Your ruling planet, Jupiter, has moved into Aquarius, and in May will go into Pisces. So Sagittarians are going to go into a much deeper soul-level spiritual discovery in the year ahead. Sagittarians are going to find out who they are in the year ahead. And for Sagittarians, if things don't work out as socially as you want them to, build more upon yourself. If you need Sagittarians, if you need to hunker down a bit in 2021 and find out who you are, then do that. But and the other thing for Sagittarians, this is going to be a more of a learning year. And I don't mean like a hard lesson year, but a lot of Sagittarians will find themselves, you know, entrenched more in schooling and academia, things like that. Not macadamia, academia.
As you're saying all this, I keep thinking about our daughter, Serena. She's going to have a good year ahead of her.
But Jesus, Sagittarians, you have to apply yourself. It just doesn't happen magically. And then we come around to Capricorn. Look, we've been talking about how Capricorn has, you know, the planets in Capricorn have been squaring Aries and Libra and opposing Cancer. And Capricorn this year you know, they get a break and they get the ability to sort of break from tradition a bit. And you have to keep in mind that Saturn in the modern world is the ruler of Capricorn. But before Uranus was discovered, Saturn was the ruler of Aquarius. Hmm. So having Saturn move into Aquarius also gives Capricorns that break that we talk about, the, you know, the cocoon opening up and becoming the butterfly. And this is going to have a big effect on anything, you know, in the world that's looked at as Capricornian, like corporate structure and government and things like that. Hmm. So
that's interesting.
Capricorn is really, they're going to have their, let's call it their coming out party in 2021.
I'm excited for that.
Exactly.
Hey, Nick, I'm looking at the time.
I know. I've got to push along here. I've got 3 minutes. Okay, Aquarius. Aquarius, we know we've pushed into the age of Aquarius. Aquarians, you've got Jupiter and Saturn just moved into Aquarius, which means in the year ahead, you're going to feel this lift and wanting to expand. And we know the Aquarian energy can go very erratic. But at the same time, Saturn is going to sit there and say, easy, easy, easy. You know, this would be like a kid that's learning to drive and wanting to get into the car and just hit the accelerator. And Saturn has tempered the accelerator, saying, not so fast. All right. Because all that Uranian energy just wants to go somewhere. So it's Aquarians are going to find that there's a level of self-discovery and also a matter of them finding out more who they are. And Aquarians have to take a look at in the year ahead of, let's say, what is the strength of and the foundation of relationships, like personal one-on-one relationships that they're in. Mm-hmm. Aquarians are going to be assessing, you know, that area of their life. And then the last sign, Pisces, last but not least, with Jupiter this year in May moving into Pisces, Pisces goes into a lot of creative growth and self-expression. Piscean energy, ruled by Neptune, is creative but very shy about it and doesn't always acknowledge what their talents are. And you're going to see Pisces have a very good year too, you know, once Jupiter moves in there. Now, the first few months of the year for Pisces may not get out of the gates as fast as they would like to, but the year will pick up. But with the movement of the planets, I think that the one sign that's going to feel like, you know, is being pushed beyond their limits really will be Taurus, because of the Jupiter and Saturn squaring Uranus and Taurus.
So any of you Taurus out there that need a little assistance over the year, we're here for you.
Just, you know, put on roller skates, get ready to move. So anyway, look, it's going to be a better year for everybody. I mean, everybody is going to have their moments. We know that. And astrology isn't just a year. It's months and it's weeks and it's days. But there is a huge positive shift in 2021. And I'm happy to report that, because I felt like every time I turned around in 2020, I was talking about another very intense astrological aspect that was just throttling.
This is the year that we're all like, yay, I'm going to let it go. But I have to say, it's also the year that many, many, many of us woke up and grew, expanded our consciousness, and really owned our power. So there's still time this year. Let go of the stuff on that full moon list. Really own who you want and choose to be. And in 21, I think it's going to be a lot of really great things.
A lot of shifts. And because there's so much Aquarian Uranian energy, a lot of unexpected things happening. And I don't mean bad nonsense. I think we're going to have a lot of surprises with all the Aquarian energy going on and, you know, and sudden change, quote unquote, reversals of fortune with all this Aquarian energy. Because Aquarius does what Aquarius wants to do, and no one tells Aquarian what to do. They just don't. Okay?
I'm looking at anyway, the time. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you for being with us for another year. Thank you for another wonderful year in life. I love you.
Love you too.
And
many blessings to you all in 21. We look forward to seeing you again next week with Merlin here. And in the meantime, love each other, be patient with each other, share this video, and
take care of yourself, take care of each other. This has been Nick and Audrey Newmont on Mainstream Metaphysics. Happy 2021.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.